Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. We made it. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on releasing stuck emotions or consciousness around emotions with sound. Our intention today is to be more, I should say, less attached to our emotions, and to really be in our own frequency instead of the frequency of our emotions. Unless one comes over you. We'll talk. Okay. Before we get started, though, I want to tell you about some things happening at the Institute. Let's see. We've got the next sound healing program actually starts September 4th. And if you pay in full by Tuesday, July 3rd, you can get a big discount up to $1,500 for the associate degree. The certificate is the first semester of the associate degree. We've got about a dozen instructors. We go through how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And it's profound what happens when people go through the program. It's really profoundly transformative. And also, you learn a lot of skills that you could actually open up a practice with as well. And also, I've broken it down into three main goals that we do, or three main goals. One is to get you in the zone. So we do a lot of meditations, which is very healing, to get you totally blissed out or to a state of complete peace and harmony and flow. And then the second is really to understand the whole universe based on sound and vibration. When you look at the universe as sound and vibration, there's no judgment. It just is what it is. And it's like what the shaman is seeing is how it is, so you can actually work with nature and spirit. And then the third is to learn different skills and techniques that you can actually open your own practice. Those are the three overall general objectives of our program. The sound healing certificate goes right into the degree program if you want to continue, and that's 4 semesters. There we also do some research. We also learn about different frameworks of consciousness. We get into acupuncture for tuning forks, and much more detail in all the other classes. We also have the whole program online, and you can start on, actually you could start this Tuesday if you like, or we start about every 2 weeks online. It's ongoing enrollment. And it's online, it's Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that's Pacific time. And if you can't make classes, you can always watch the video, and then we can do a check-in as well. The classes at the Institute are Monday through Wednesday nights, and then some weekends. And so that's the sound healing program. We've also got our audio recording program, which also starts September 5th. And it's 3.5 months, as well as the certificate program for sound healing is 3.5 months. And it teaches you how to use recording equipment. We use Pro Tools, but what we teach is applicable to other programs as well. And you also learn how to record, mix, produce, and create binaural beats and do a lot of really cool things with sound. So for recording, it's really, there's no class like it out there. I actually wrote the number one selling book in the world in sound healing and in audio recording called The Art of Mixing. And sound healing is called The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. So you get a good perspective of recording with sound healing. So that starts, won't start for another few months online, but at the Institute, it starts September 5th. Okay. You can find all the classes at soundhealingcenter.com. Just click on classes, and that will take you to the class section of the website. Also, we've got our Mount Shasta retreat coming up. and that is July 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. There's still room for about 10 people. It's profound. Every year we do it at Stewart Mineral Springs, so you can get in the hot tubs as well, or hot baths. And then we go up on the mountain on the third day, and we're right on a river, and it's just a beautiful place to really work with sound with all the Lemurians. They say there's 3 million Lemurians living inside Mount Shasta, living in love and light all the time. So we just connect with them and tone along, just tone along, right? So you can find that on the website as well at soundhealingcenter.com. Then the big thing we have coming up is our Sound Healing Conference, and that's October 5th through the 8th. It's at a spectacular cathedral temple in San Francisco called Sherith. And it's actually, it's even nicer than Grace Cathedral, if you know Grace Cathedral, I think. It's just beautiful. It's really, it's like one of those places you walk in and you go, whoa, oh my God. It's really breathtaking inside. And it's our 7th international conference. If you've ever been to one of the conferences, it is such a trip. It is so much fun. And so many heart-open people walking around. It's really, and joyful. It's really cool. The one thing I remember that was really funny at a conference a few years ago, we were, when we'd pull into the parking lot, the attendant would tone back to us. Not even, actually, at a certain point, they would just start toning. So we'd pull in the parking lot, and they would go, "Wee!" I'm like, well, okay, so then, the second day I was walking in, there were some construction guys that were working on the sidewalk pouring cement, right? And on the second day, I looked over, I didn't say a word. I looked over at them, and they all three looked at me and went, "Wee!" It's like we got the whole neighborhood toning. It was really cool. So there's a lot of major people. Jeffrey Thompson's going to be speaking. We also have Scott Huckabee is going to be playing. Scott's like a light being, total light being as far as a musician. And then we also have Gary Buchanan that's going to be talking about sonotherapy and all the different frequencies that you can use on the body. We got a lot of people that are going to be hooking people up to brainwave devices to check things out. We got one woman talking about sound conscious and healing, the science of vibration. In detail, we've got just a lot of very cool. Oh, here's one: bio-guided music therapy with native flute biofeedback and vocal toning. Yeah, and then here's one: the force behind the cosmos, the transformative quality of the interconnectivity of movement, symbol, and sound. Yeah, and then Randy Masters is doing harmonics of the divine feminine in sound and sacred geometry. Yeah. So it's we've got pre-conference workshops on Friday, October 5th, and then the full conference is October 6th to the 8th. And it starts actually at 2 o'clock on Saturday, October 6th, because they got church in the morning on Saturday. So you can find that at globesoundhealingconference.com, globesoundhealingconference.com. We have an early bird discount until July 15th. So you can also, if you have any questions about anything, you can always call me at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. We also have our therapy center at soundtherapycenter.com. We got a ton of different therapies. We also have a program that does voice analysis and finds what frequencies are missing in your system. And then we give you a CD, and we also sell that program as well. The next training for that is August 4th. We also have in our store, oh my God, over 100 CDs. We have CDs that are music CDs. We have CDs you put on the body and can vibrate. You don't listen to them. You put them wherever you got the pain, wherever you got the issue, you wrap the headphones around it. And those are the cymatic CDs. We also have CDs for surgery, for pre-op and post-op. We have CDs for a lot of guided meditation CDs as well, and CDs for sound tables as well that are really profound. We've got my book, Complete Guide to Sound Healing, and all types of sound tables, sound lounges, crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, alchemy bowls, and that's at soundoflove.com. You can find it all at soundhealingcenter.com. Okay. Okie doke. So when it comes to emotions, I've talked a lot about this in different talks, but it seems like it's coming up for a lot of people these days. Emotions, you know, are really easily seen as sounds or music. Music would be like, a stuck emotion would be like a broken record, right? Where it gets stuck and doesn't resolve to the home note where you're at peace anymore. That's like any song that doesn't go to the home note, it's actually, often we create the home note anyway, but it's, if it hangs out on a really dissonant interval or even ends on a dissonant interval, it's not nearly as peaceful as when it goes to the home note. You can hear it when my voice goes to the home note because it sounds more done and resolved and peaceful, right? So there's also songs that are a little stressful. They're kind of like, you know, it's like, okay, this emotion is like really just, it's like there's tension in it. And it's like, often that comes from the resistance to the emotions, right? The interesting thing is that they're also, emotions are also very easily transfer as sounds. There's two types of sounds that represent two types of emotions. There's emotions that are kind of grating sounds, like fear, or anxiety, or anger, right? Or just tension in the body, or pain, right? Or stress. You can feel it in your body right now, right? We don't want to hear those sounds very long. But we often run those emotions for, if not days or years, at least a couple of hours, or even a whole day, sometimes a couple of days, right? And they're not good for the body. Many people say emotions are the number one cause of disease. If we didn't have openings, emotional openings, all the toxins around us wouldn't get in. So these emotions can kill you, these chaotic ones. However, if you're not feeling your emotions, it's like you're already dead. You're not feeling anything. There's a lot of people not feeling emotions, either from trauma or business. I'm sorry to laugh there, because I was laughing, it was business. Trauma and business, similar things, right? Business actually is not actually trauma. It's more people so involved and concerned about their business that they don't care or feel anything anymore. They're just doing efficiency, right? So these these emotions, my business, and they are really dissonant sounds. Let me backtrack. The emotions that you, if you don't feel emotions, you're dead. But if you do feel emotions, you're dead, right? And that's the tricky part. So here's the whole deal, what it really comes down to. It's really, how long are you going to feel emotions? Because you don't want to just stop emotions, right? Although we'll talk about other ways to transform them. You don't want to stop them because they're natural. You know, if someone hurts you or hits you, right? It's like it's kind of natural to get a little upset, even angry, right? But the trick is to not let it last too long, because if you let it last too long, it becomes a mood and it can become a whole personality trait if you let it last a really long time. And those personality traits that are chaotic are not good for you, right? So the question is, how short should we have the emotions? Well, some people say just whatever feels right. But that's, you know, the thing is, what feels right is different for different people. For some people, I know people that say, well, that's how I'm feeling. Well, how long have you been feeling that? 2 years. Whoa, about time to let that one go, right? So it's like, it's really interesting. You know, it's like sometimes I hold emotions for a day or two. I used to. Now I've gotten it down to about maybe an hour or two at the most. If I got a sound table, it's like I can just go get on the sound table and it's gone immediately. I mean, every single time. It's really amazing. No matter how upset or how insecure I'm feeling, the sound table is completely gone. But also, if you can shorten it more and more, then you don't have to run these negative energies through your body, the ones that are breaking you down, right? As Patricia Cota Robles said, we're not meant to be suffering on this planet. We're not meant to feel bad. Even Abraham from Esther Hicks says the exact same thing. Use your emotional guidance system and note when you're not feeling good. We're not supposed to feel bad. So anytime you feel bad around an emotion, it's time to shift it, right? I mean, you might feel bad when you feel anger for a second. Your body might start shaking, but goodness gracious, move through it very quickly. And ultimately, this is where I was heading. You can nip it in the bud. You can't bypass it, but you can nip it in the bud. The best example is going directly to compassion instead of anger. It's really cool. I've replaced anger when I was driving years ago with compassion. There's another interesting way, and I'll come back to compassion here, to look at it that's been really helpful for me. And that is, there's a lot of the emotions are where you're above other people, superior thinking. And that might be an intolerance, impatience, arrogance, frustration, judgmental thinking. And then there's inferior thinking, where you're not good enough. You're below other people. And that's worry, low self-esteem, jealousy, guilt, hurt, fear, attachment, and just insecurity, right? The trick is to be equal to others in your emotions or in your power. To be in your full power, equal to others, not above or below. Full power, equal. And that includes self-mastery, unconditional love, confidence, personal power, balance, integration, self-love, cooperation, forgiveness, faith, and compassion. So sometimes I'll think, okay, when I get frustrated or upset with someone, I think, wait a second, I'm above them. If I go to compassion, I won't be above them anymore. The way I do compassion, mentioned this, is I will think, and I think a lot of people don't know how to do compassion. This is like really major. I was talking to my assistant, who's a light being at the Institute, just yesterday. There's really like two or three main things that everybody should learn. Three is what I'm thinking. One is how to do compassion at every single instance. How to run and bring in universal love. How to be one with the universe and bring in source energy, or just be source energy, or be universal love. Those three are the ultimate, and they are all stable, consistent vibrations, like light years different than ah, right? Consistent vowels are really good for the body, all parts of the body. They're good for your nervous system, for your heart, for your organs. And in fact, when the body is healthy, it is humming consistently like a vowel waveform. Ooh, ah. So the trick is to shift the emotions into an emotion that is associated, that's the word I was looking for earlier, associated with a consistent tone. And those would be, let's look at Abraham's list of emotions here. Those would be like contentment. Hopefulness. Positive expectation. I really like that one. Enthusiasm. Eagerness. Happiness. Passion. Right? Appreciation and gratitude. Empowerment. Hiya! Freedom. Love. And joy. Right? All of those are really good for you. Really good for you. Okay? So, back to the compassion. The way I do it is if I get upset or frustrated with anything, is I think, what brought them to do what they're doing? And it's almost always they were entrained, just like me, into the craziness of this society, the belief system that we are separate, the belief system that we are not fully empowered beings, the belief system that we are victims, the belief system that you have to struggle, the belief system that others are trying to control. It's just it's this selfishness that's been around for tens of thousands of years. And it's like people get entrained into it. It's even part of our language. Our language is about discernment, good or bad. Not always, but mostly, right? But it's also, a lot of people are just really struggling. Not enough sleep, not enough food, not even shelter. And just struggling to make ends meet, which is really stressful. It makes people a little pissy sometimes or a little insecure. It's not anybody's fault. It's really not. Maybe there's like the higher powers that have been controlling, you know, the cabal and the dark forces that have been controlling the money system for ages. We could get upset with them, I guess, but even they are entrained into the craziness of the universe for millions of years. Right? It's really, and the whole thing is, if you get upset with anybody, you know, it's really just hurting yourself, because you're running that chaotic vibration through your body and putting that out to the world. Now, here's a tricky one. So last weekend, we were doing the class on the emotions and bringing gratitude to our challenges. And I said, is there anybody in class that has a situation that they can't find gratitude for? Because that's really cool. If you can switch a conflict into gratitude, oh my God, that's major. So it's hard to do though sometimes. And this one woman goes, my child was raped. And she has now been suicidal. And I asked, well, has it made you closer? And she said, no. It's where we're really much further apart now. And she said she's just got this deep anger in her. Now, this is interesting because who could blame her, right? Who could blame her? I mean, talk about valid anger. That's as valid as it gets, right? But that was a year ago. And it's tricky because you don't want to say, get over it, go to compassion. But that's the true answer. Here's a good example. I was listening to NPR, and there was two guys on there, I've told this story before, that were from Israel and Palestine. And both of them had had their entire families killed. And they'd gotten together and were going to schools in Israel and Palestine and getting up and saying, if anybody has reason to be angry or revengeful, it is us. All of our children and our wives are gone. And we're here to tell you that the only answer is forgiveness and compassion. Otherwise, there will be many others in pain like us. Like, whoa, that's like the ultimate. Sincere compassion when your family is gone? I mean, that's like even above your child being abused, right there. What's worse? They're gone. Oh my God, what an inspiration. I would start bawling. I had to pull over, you know, when I was driving the car listening to NPR. Oh my God. Or the Dalai Lama, right? 3,000 ashrams. Completely gone. And he can't go back to Tibet. I saw a video and they asked the Dalai Lama, what would you say to a soldier, Chinese soldier who killed thousands of Tibetans? And he said, I would go over and hold him for all the pain he's feeling. Or there was another video where these nuns came up to the Dalai Lama and they said, Dalai, we almost blew it today. And he goes, what? We almost didn't have compassion for the Chinese government. We were almost like them. It's like, whoa. Oh my God. You know, we're not bringing it on. We're not like saying it's okay. You can still do resistance. You can still set boundaries. But don't do the boundaries with anger. Do it with love. Tricky, really tricky. I can tell you, I sure can't do it when in the moment when I'm being hurt. I'm sure some people could, but I find it difficult. It takes me at least a little bit of reflection. Sometimes it, you know, might be 1 minute. Sometimes it might be a day if it's a big thing. Like, right? It's like last year someone broke in and stole like, you know, $20,000 worth of stuff at our building. And I actually, you know what? I didn't even think about it, but if I had, because I'm not attached to my stuff, actually. It was cool because they looked at the crystal bowls and they didn't take any crystal bowls because they didn't know what they were, right? But, I mean, they took some microphones that were really expensive. But I mean, it was a bummer. But, you know, it's really easy to go to compassion for people like that because they're just struggling also, you know, just trying to make it, you know. Maybe they're professional thieves and they're not struggling. I don't know. But still, it's just the craziness of our society. So the point is to go to a coherent, consistent tone and a emotion that's associated with a consistent tone. Again, you can't bypass it. You can't just say, I'll just love everybody. Well, actually, that's not completely true. If you're in the right consciousness, you could completely bypass it. But it's not called bypassing, it's called transmutation. Here's another way is to take the emotion and slowly transform it into a higher emotion. I got a really great example. This is a song for depression. It's called Low Mood. And it actually goes from depression, where I meet the person where they are in the song, right, with the energy of depression, and slowly transform it into love and light. So follow the transformation of the emotion here in this song, Low Mood. Nice. Yeah. When you get to the state where you're in the vibration of love and compassion all the time, it makes it a little harder to work sometimes, but not if you go to a place where you can hold both. Then there's not even any technique you need to do to change it to compassion, to shift, to nip it in the bud, to go to compassion immediately, because you live in that energy. The whole trick, more than anything, on the simplest level, is to become less attached to your emotions. There's a lot of people that say, well, that's just the way I'm feeling. Well, that's an emotion that's passing through. It's like going from one to two. I am the emotion. To two, which is, I am a pure spirit, a perfectly coherent frequency, a soul that is perfectly coherent vibration, like a vowel. I am universal love. I am one with the universe. I am the whole. And all of those are consistent, stable vibrations. Instead of, I am this emotion. Right? Ultimately, where it gets to is you're on the roller coaster of maybe gratitude, compassion, love, and joy. Or to simplify it even more, you're in bliss. You come back and do gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then go back to bliss. Go back to gratitude. Thank you, thank you. That's the roller coaster, right? Although they say the highest level of consciousness in one of the higher initiations is to go to a place where you are one with the universe in universal love all the time. And you drop the emotional body. So it's interesting to think of universal love as not an emotion, or love even as not an emotion. It's just being one with the universe in universal love that is. And then you aren't on the roller coaster of emotions. That's the highest. It's interesting because at that level, it's almost similar to like not, well, I shouldn't say that. No, it's not feeling anything at all, right? Well, you are feeling. I mean, you still have this higher consciousness that is resonating through your emotional body, but your emotional body isn't in control. You are. You know, it's like a lot of people don't realize that they have a choice as to what emotion they're going to feel. Here's a good example. If you've seen the movie Alive, what is it? Alive, I'm blanking on the name of it. Alive, Inside Out. Inside Out, right? The movie where there's like this little kid with all these animated emotion characters inside her head. It's really cool. If you haven't seen it, just check it out. And so she has this experience that in her younger childhood that was really cool. She loved it. You know, it's like when she was playing hockey, it was like, oh, yes, it was just fun with the parents, right? And then she moves to another place, and then she gets regretful that she's moved to this other place, remorseful, and she starts thinking back about the times she used to have that were really fun. And because she doesn't have it anymore, it's a bummer. So now it gets painted blue. It becomes a bummer. So this happy memory is now a bummer. So she has now changed the same experience from a positive one to a negative one. And you can easily change it back. And it's, the best example is grief. You can go, okay, oh, it sucks, and cry and cry and cry that they are gone. Some people die. Or you can go, I'm going to use my mind and transform that memory, transform that emotion to immense gratitude for having had that person or thing, often it's person though is the big one, having had that person in my life. Thank you. It's like a really bright shining light on the timeline of my life. Thank you, Lord, for such a bright shining light. So instead of a bummer, it's gone, it's like, wow. A lot of people never ever have a bright shining light like that. And then, so it, here's the difference. If it's a bummer, you know, sadness and grief and where you're crying, that's good. That's okay for maybe a day or so, or even a week, you know, if it's somebody like really close. But over time, it saps your energy. It's hard to like go on with your day when you're crying all the time. I had a woman in class, she said, yeah, my husband died and I cry every day, sometimes two or three times a day for the last year. It's like, whoa. Whereas if you just go to gratitude instead of, you're running the energy of, not only is that really good for your body, it's really good for the planet. Based on the law of resonance, it says a strong resonant field will overcome a weaker and entrain the weaker into the stronger. The more people that are running consistent vibrations, the more it entrains the rest of the planet into that vibration. And that's how we change the world. So hold this energy of for the rest of the evening. Go for it. The rest of the week, at least the weekend, rest of your life. No use fooling around. Hold it for lifetimes and help change the planet. Thanks for listening and take care.